League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want to switch? We can switch spots.
No, I'd feel too weird on the end.
You want to try it?
No.
You feel weird on the end?
I don't like being on the end.
What, because of someone broke in?
No. I feel safe on the inside. It's like when you go to the movies. Like, yeah. I hate being on the end. I won't sit on the end.
Got it.
But sitting on the end, then it's like, if something happens, you could just run out.
Yeah, but I feel safe in between people.
No, because if something happens, then you're like, oh, I got to get out of here.
No.
Also, when you're
I mean like the end of my group.
Oh, I see.
When you're at a movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I see.
Like, even if like Matt was in the ending chair, like I'd be like, okay, you sit there and then I'll sit next to you and then someone else will sit next to me.
You don't want to sit next to a stranger in a group.
I don't mind sitting next to a stranger.
Unless they're talking at the movie.
But also when you're at the end, you also have a worse view. When I try to book a movie, I look for the like absolute dead center. Like, where is Quentin Tarantino
watching
this movie? That's
not what I mean, though. I don't think anyone's understanding it. So we could be sitting in the middle section.
Yeah.
But like, I need a person on either side.
From your group.
Sure. Yeah.
Or you're saying it could be an empty seat next to you.
If I'm with a group, I need to be in the middle.
Okay.
You're doing that here very nicely.
Yeah. No, I like being in the middle.
I'm picky about who I'm sitting next to, and I'm not going to talk to them, but I need to be next to people who I can share vibrations with.
Oh, okay. I totally know what you mean.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just the occasional glance or like, oh, hey, yeah. And it depends on the movie. If they're as passionate about the movie as I am, I want to be with those people. I don't want to be with someone who like, hates the movie.
Yeah.
Even when I'm like, I think that's why I like hosting a lot too, is because like I'm always sitting middle. Like at our table.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I hate being on the end. I'm like, what are you guys talking about all the way down there? Like, it's so sad.
Yeah. I get pretty picky about who I'm sitting next to at a dinner, and I like to get there a little early to like claim and wave, you know,
that's
people
why I do
over.
Note card. I do name tags.
Right. And you should. Yeah. And you should.
Well, I think it's what? Curb, where he's like, yes. You need to be a good middler.
Yes.
You're a good middler.
I am, and I feel like all the weddings I go to, the people who are hosting the wedding know that. And there's a thing about it, though, I really kind of don't look forward to it because
they put you with the antisocial people that you will.
Yeah.
They put me with the antisocial people, people who are also invited to the wedding that don't know that many guests. And they're like, well, surely Matt's going to entertain them.
Yes. So
you could sit next to like a cardboard wall.
You should be paid at this point.
I should be paid. I don't mind. I actually do look forward to conversations with people I don't know very well, because I think those conversations are easier than people you know forever and you just run out of things to talk about.
Like this guy right here. He's sit next to him, huh?
No, I could. We could vibe all day. It's just like, I don't know, people you see only a couple times a year.
It's like going out to dinner with your significant other after so many years, and you're like, well,
what are you talking about?
I would love to be seated next to Matt at a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I know you and I would just be like, can you believe this decor?
This decor.
Please, no.
A little tacky with bridesmaids.
After. I'm not going to talk about it at the wedding.
You guys are far apart, but you're doing this thing. The thing where you put like words on the phone on
Look
your forehead.
Look at those candles.
Yeah, the candles are crazy. Bad. I saw in passing this old man came up with like a conspiracy theory that roundabouts cause tornadoes.
How?
Because
you mean
atmosphere,
a rotary?
Because what?
Oh, you mean a rotary?
Yeah, rotary.
I was like, what's a roundabout?
Oh yeah, as they say up east.
Because of because of cars making that like circular.
Are you fucking serious?
It like creates like the atmosphere to be tornado like.
I love me a roundabout. I'm kind of surprised
I love them
there
too.
Are not more roundabouts in the United States.
There's a law on the East Coast
that forbids or says there should be a roundabout here. Like
there are roundabouts in the East Coast.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot. Yeah.
And I feel like they're popping up more often because I feel like now people are recognizing how efficient they are in terms of moving traffic.
Yeah, except some people are idiot.
That's the thing is it's a bit of a learning curve, literally, when it comes to the roundabout. Yeah. You got to keep moving. You got to know where your exit is.
I remember my first roundabout, bad experience.
Oh, yeah?
Not really. It's just like, obviously, I'm in the Midwest. Like, what the fuck is a roundabout? It was like in my neighborhood. And I was just like, what is it? No warning or anything. I was like, what is this thing? And I was like, how do I leave it?
Have you ever seen a National Lampoon European Vacation where they do the roundabout? I think it's like in Paris or some famous city. And they just
keep going.
Dad's too scared to like get off. And so they just spend hours in the roundabout.
I'm like, I don't know which way to go. It's in my neighborhood.
You can tell that there's not many in California. I think the only one like in LA is IKEA.
Right.
And I will scream at the people in the IKEA roundabout. I'm like, go. Like, why are you so dumb?
It's got to be pretty scary for your first time when you're used to straight lines and now it's a circle. It's just like you got the rug pulled out from under you. I don't know when to get off.
Especially if it's multiple lanes. Oh, no. Because then you're like, well, then if I know I'm getting off, why am I going to get into the middle lane here? And then how am I going to get, you know what? I'm just going to do a couple rounds to figure it all out.
When I'm driving like in Europe too, 100% of the time, I miss the first time around. But then you just go around once more and then you get the exit.
When you're driving in Europe, can you drive like on the opposite side of the road?
That I've never done.
Neither. I don't think I could.
No.
Yeah. I feel like you'd start driving and then your instinct would kick in and be like, oops, I'm like, wait, I know. Fuck.
Also, just being in a car with the other side.
Yeah.
Like the driver is on the other side. That would just toss me off completely.
Yeah.
Like, right turns are left turns. So you think it's easy to go like right on red, but that would be like that's going left on red. And when you, it's, I don't know, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
It's, where is it? Australia?
Australia's like that.
Ireland and London.
Parrot TJ did it when we were in Ireland, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Did he have like an adjustment to it? Was he like, whoa?
I would have my hand out the window the entire time. Excuse me, I'm coming through.
American. Yeah. I don't know.
But I feel like in Ireland, though, the cars are like on the normal driver's side.
No, they're not.
In terms of America. Well, I think they offer Americans rental cars then with
that makes sense.
American
ours
side.
Ours was on the opposite side, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well.
He was also driving stick.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
No.
Jesus Christ. Any other wrenches in here?
We've talked about this.
Oh, we have? Yeah. All right.
And there was a flat tire. That's fine. Like so many things.
No, you did a good job. I went to the DMV yesterday, actually.
To get your real ID?
Yeah. Ugh,
mine is in late May.
Mine is...
So I'm going to miss it. So I know I'm going to have to travel with my passport. But I'm not really traveling anywhere for like
so
May.
So annoying.
It really is.
I get it. I went with TJ yesterday just to see how the line was. Because I have an appointment for next week. But his appointment was yesterday. So I was like, I'll just go with you. There was probably 150 people waiting in line at the DMV. Like, doors hadn't even opened yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just go to my appointment next week.
Yeah.
But
in New York, there's people like selling their appointments for like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or they've booked it months in advance, and there's like a black market for buying appointments.
He booked his in January.
Yeah.
Is the real ID nationwide?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's in whole America.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you can't fly without it, correct?
Domestically,
you would have to fly with your passport.
And people who don't have passports, good luck.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Will they be a little lenient, or is it really going to be like...
I don't know.
We'll see how
question.
Bad it gets.
I feel like... Every time I'm at the airport, they're like, reminder.
I know.
Like when they hand me back my ID.
Oh, really?
They tell me.
Yeah. Have you, when you travel domestically, do you still bring your passport?
No, I hate that.
Oh.
If I did, then I wouldn't get the real ID.
I always bring my passport with me just in case I lose my ID.
I thought you were going to say just in case I need to go abroad.
Oh, no.
In case I need to flee.
Because I do know even if you do lose your ID on a domestic trip, you can still travel. You just got to get to the airport much earlier and go through some verification.
Yeah.
If you don't have a real ID, it's passport or nothing, or can I show up with my electric bill? And like, be like, hey, this is me.
All the docs you had to bring to the DMV.
Yeah, or just like what you would bring to the DMV.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just passport.
Also, social...
Sorry,
go on. No.
Don't. No, you first.
Also, social security cards. Can we not just get that added to our Apple wallet?
I literally,
Matt, that'd be so fucking dangerous. Are you kidding me?
How?
Because someone could steal your identity so fast if they hacked into it or stole your phone.
Yeah, but Face ID.
There'd be ways.
I already have all my credit cards on there. I have my health insurance card and all of that.
You can call your bank to be like, hey, cancel my card. This is a fraudulent charge.
Social
like if
security
steals
spooky.
Your social security.
Yeah, they could steal your whole
I
identity.
I just hate it's a piece of paper.
I don't even have mine.
Me neither.
You don't have yours?
I couldn't tell you where it is.
No. I think my parents had it when I was like a kid, but it's literally like a thin piece. It's not even like a cardboard.
It's made out of like parchment.
Yeah.
It's like
blue. Laminate it. Laminate it.
It says on the thing, do not laminate.
What the fuck? Wait, you're telling, maybe that was a 90s thing.
That's
maybe
the last time I saw it.
Maybe new social security cards the kids are getting these days.
They're like perforated. It's like they pop it out. Like you can see the little things at the top, like they popped it out of a.
It looks like a business card. They just pulled it out of a raffle at like a local diner.
The paper, it feels like when you were in school and you're like in history class and you're making that like parchment
paper mache.
Yeah.
Construction paper?
No, like, and they have you, like, burn the edges, like you're writing the Declaration of Independence, and then it's, like, all, like, brown and stuff.
Speaking of burnt things, I have a $10 bill right here, and I have no clue. It's burnt.
Whoa.
On the edges, like a treasure map.
Did you blast a cig?
Yeah. I have no clue. And I was about to pay somebody, and I'm like, is this still acceptable?
Oh,
is this still money?
Yeah. It's not, I think it's if it's 50% damaged, then it's...
Okay, what would you pay for with this to where they wouldn't be offended or
like
wouldn't be
like... Like a
coffee
or like they don't anywhere.
Care. Yeah, they're
no,
not...
I don't think anyone would care.
Okay.
Offended. They,
like it wouldn't work in a vending machine.
It might.
Oh, that's kind of true. But it might
like,
not.
I feel like normal bills don't even work in
vending
machines.
Yeah, that's true. That's,
now they just take cards.
I wouldn't do that at a vending machine. Maybe just go to a bank if you're really trying to get rid of it. Or it looks like you did like a really serious line of cocaine with that just like burned through a hole.
What kind of coke are you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you just freebasing? Like, what's going on?
Guy who's never done drugs.
Wait, speaking of IDs, isn't it a thing where like women have to get different ones now or something? Like we have to get them with our
cup
last
size.
Names. No, like no, it's something with voting. It's like if your ID doesn't match your birth
they're
certificate,
trying to pass something called
then
the
you
Save
can't vote.
Act.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Which
what?
It's
so if your ID, if your last name isn't the same as your birth certificate, then you can't vote. So it's like targeting women and people who can't afford
okay,
to.
Whatever.
They're trying to
vote then.
I think if you have a passport, maybe though.
There's some law, that they're basically trying to say like if you're a married woman and you change your last name. Then you wouldn't be able to vote unless you change your ID back to like your initial name or get another form of ID that matches your birth certificate.
Can we not just make an online dashboard?
I know.
Like a database.
Wait,
updated.
I don't know. What's the point?
To not allow women to vote who are married.
It's like push. It's like, yeah.
But don't they want women to get married?
No, they want men to vote on behalf of their wives. So like if you're married.
Oh, that's okay. At least that's why you should be aligned with your partner.
But also, it's also like
TJ can vote for me.
People who can't like afford to get their document, like people who just like can't afford to buy a passport or like
$175 or take off time for work.
But what would you need a passport for?
If you don't have the real, if you don't have your, I think if your last name doesn't match, then you can use a passport.
But my passport is my new last name.
So
okay, Susan B. Anthony. If that's what it, what does the B mean?
It's unlikely.
One less thing I have to think about every 4 years.
It's unlikely to pass, but it already passed the House, which is like the crazier place to pass. And then it needs, I think, 60 votes.
Would the boys get 2 votes a year?
No, it's just that like you basically the idea is like they wouldn't want wives.
How many inches
the
really?
They don't want their wives canceling out the husband's vote. That's really what it is. Because I think they saw a lot of that data where like a lot of guys were voting for Trump and their wives were voting
but
not
it's gonna
for Trump.
Be, I mean, like for you, it's fine, but like.
Yeah, like women in the Midwest and like, wherever else in like red states, but
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna pass, but
yeah,
we'll
I don't
see.
Think it will either.
Crazier things have happened. There was something I wanted to say about the wedding situation.
Seating? Decorations.
Oh yes, a dinner party. Okay.
Oh.
I don't think dinner parties should be this like fucking Harvard like cafeteria where there's 100 seats and there's just 50 and 50 because then you're just stuck with whoever the fuck you're with. Tables should be all circular.
No.
Because like
then,
a lunchroom.
Yeah,
the
like
Knights of the Round Table, Mike.
But then you gotta get a bunch of tables.
There's a limit.
What?
There's a limit.
Like at a wedding, I wanna see like 8 different tables because then you can also kind of get up and like bounce around from table to table. Otherwise, you're just fucking stuck and you're like,
wow, are you just, you hated Aaron's wedding?
I'm talking wedding. Okay, because you started with dinner parties and that's where
I'm saying
I had to
all
stop
events
you.
Where there's a shitload of people eating together, I wanna see a bunch of circular tables.
Okay, so like a banquet?
Kind of.
A banquet.
It's not the vibe. It's not the vibe, babes.
But because then if you're sitting next to people,
I get what you're saying in general. You're,
like you have to literally do like a 90-degree turn versus if you're at a circular table, the people next to you, it's only.
Yeah, but then what if you like hate everyone you're sitting with? Like you'd get put at the singles table and you're going to be stuck with a bunch of single people and you're going to have to look at every single one of them in the face and continue conversation. At
but then you can get up and bounce around from table to table.
You still can get up and go.
It depends on the venue. And also, it doesn't make as pretty as a picture. As like the long tables. Yeah. If you're taking a photo of just a long table lit with candles and people sitting at it, it's a gorgeous sight.
I think that also like it is a good people who are like good hosts, if you're like a good friend of theirs, like will sit you with people that you enjoy speaking to.
But you're only speaking to whoever's across from you. Because like the people who are next to you, they might be talking to the people across from them or the people talking to the other people next to them. You're stuck in
so
the
you're
middle.
Gonna scream across a round table.
I just think it's a little bit more like you can like bunch up a little closer together if there's like three people talking to each
open
other.
Open a board of Monopoly up.
This episode is sponsored by Rula. I am a huge advocate for therapy. I was in therapy for maybe 10 years. I'll probably go back at some point. I just think it's like one of those things I'll go back and forth on. I think everyone deserves therapy. Like even if you feel like nothing's wrong in your life, it'll help you so much in so many different ways you don't even know. Like it's crazy. But Rula is great. Rula partners with a network of over 15,000 psychiatrists and therapists nationwide, enabling you to find your personalized solution and the right therapist for you based on your needs, preference, and state requirements. It's in-network, covered by most major insurances. Pay as little as $15 per person. That is a great price point. They have true-to-end care, which I love. Some places I know will like treat you for the problem you're having and then be like, bye-bye. That's not what I like. And Rula does not do that. Rula is committed to supporting you and staying with you every step of the way on your mental health journey. From finding the right therapist to helping you schedule appointments and monitoring your progress, Rula is there to help. Most online therapy platforms focus on connecting clients with licensed therapists, but they often fall short when it comes to help with medication management. Rula has a wide range of licensed professionals, including psychiatrists, who will help you get the care you need. Rula is the place to go for your mental health care, even if you're not sure exactly what you need. Thousands have already trusted Rula to support them on their journey toward improved mental health and overall well-being. Head on over to rula.com/good to get started today. After you sign up, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Go to rula.com/good and take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from someone who cares.
Yeah, or you can, but I think it's also easier to bounce around to other tables. You see an empty seat at a fun table. I'm going to go say hi to my friend real quick. You can't really do that when
everyone's
locked in. It
does start to open
it
up. Do you remember at Will and Arden's wedding? They had the long tables, but you know, after the meals are done, but people are still drinking, people hop around and sit at different seats.
I think the main table can be, go ahead, Carly. Speak.
No, I raised my hand and I still interrupted
who were you
somehow.
Who were you guys sitting near at my wedding?
Oh, I had
each
a great
other?
Time. Yeah.
Chris Clemens,
Matt, Nolan. You? I forget, but I know it was you and Chris and obviously Nolan.
I can't remember.
I think you were.
You
close.
Were definitely right next to Matt.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I was.
Your seating was great.
He's talking shit about you guys right in front of your face.
No, I know. Like, just say you didn't want to talk to us. It's fine.
No, none of the weddings that I've been to, I've been in this predicament. Yeah. But I always get nervous, like when I go to a wedding where I'm like, uh-oh.
There's a science to it.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on the venue. And also a little bit of basic geometry.
Yeah.
Tradition. This is a good TED Talk. Like I think there is something that you
also like on a date, I'd rather be at a round table than a square table on a date because you just get a little closer. You're more at like a side angle.
You'd rather be at a round table?
Oh yeah. When you go on a date and you're sitting across from someone and it's just like a fucking square table, I feel like I'm in a boardroom interviewing someone for a CEO position versus like a round table just feels a little bit more like.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know about that because of a placemat, Mike. You can't have a proper placemat on a two-person circle because like, then we start, I don't know.
I feel like there's less surface area on a round table and that seems difficult to eat.
It's a little more intimate, I will say.
Yeah.
What happens at a wedding if you just like don't make a seating chart?
Well, for ours, we did not. It was like a free-for-all to where you wanted to sit.
Oh, yeah.
That was... I'm going to be honest.
Bad? It was a bad idea?
It was a little
See,
tough.
In my mind, one, it makes sense, one, though, because like, you sit by whoever
I got
want.
Up to pee and then came back and there was someone sitting in
true.
My chair.
We were just trying to maximize the time of partying. But the flow of it was a little off because there was supposed to be the whole outdoor bar, but because the
tornado
wind
from the
down,
roundabout.
Yes. Yeah. That's affected what happened.
It a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my theories are shut down. I appreciate that.
Well, no, you just
have no. Yeah.
I
that's your preference. Yeah. When you get married, you'll have round tables.
I don't think I will. I wanted to float it to you guys because then if I do this at a wedding,
I don't think that they're bad. Okay. I just don't agree with you hating a long table.
It really depends on the venue. I think some venues and some halls of celebration call for long tables.
Yeah.
Some call for circular tables.
All right.
I just think sometimes you're going to do circular tables, but have the wedding party be at a long table. Too.
Oh, see, I don't like that because then who the fuck are they supposed to talk to?
I think it draws a little bit of center of attention on who the bride and groom are and the people who are like the true wedding party. Because then it's like, well, where is the bride? Where is the groom? Where should I be looking at?
Yeah, that's why I just made a table for us.
Right. Which I did like.
Yeah.
When you're middling.
Though I think you guys should have been placed just like more in the center of attention. You guys were kind of up against a wall. If we want to start giving opinions.
Yeah, but I don't like, I don't need the attention. Like it was fine for me.
True, true.
Oh, sorry, you raised your hand before. What were you going
to
say?
It was about the, I was just like, I've never planned a wedding. So I'm just like, would it be bad to just be like, I don't have to deal with this seating chart.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah.
It's your wedding. It's your special day.
I forgot yours. That was like that at yours because I was in my head. I was like, every wedding I've ever been to is like a seating chart. I was like, I wonder what it's like without one.
But
I
our feel rehearsal like... dinner was a full formal seating chart and all of that.
That was
at circular tables.
People don't do people. Yeah, I love that. I loved.
That
was I was bouncing
you.
Around.
Also circular at the wedding.
Actually,
well,
yes,
you had
it was.
Like circular and like high top. You didn't really have like.
It wasn't
was
like a
like
long
a
formal.
They're just plastic picnic benches. Yeah. You know, those like
I wish.
Ones.
Like, at least I had somewhere to sit.
There, no one does like, do people do like theme weddings? Like you're at table, whatever, like Disney wedding, you're at table with Snow White. Yes.
We've talked about this many times on our podcast.
Oh, like
been
themed
like,
weddings?
Like it was like a Star Wars themed wedding or something.
And it would be, there was a Muppet themed one or something. And it was like, you have to bring your own
puppet.
Like, or ventriloquist.
I have not been to a themed wedding, I think ever.
Crazy.
Would love to get invited to.
You want to go to a Star Wars wedding?
Yeah.
You are the Leia to my Luke.
Yes.
I think it would be interesting.
Just to see it.
Yeah,
aren't
me too.
Siblings?
I don't know. That's a, everyone always says that they were brother and sister, but they also made out.
Luke
Wait,
and Leia?
Luke and Leia are siblings.
But didn't they make out in one of them?
They do kind of have like this like
it's very
kiss,
Cersei.
But they did not know that they were siblings at the time because he didn't know Darth Vader was his father. But Leia ends up with Han
Spoiler
Solo.
Alert.
Well, I've never seen it and I didn't know that, but I got a TikTok a couple days ago that was this show from 2019. It was like, I forget what it's called. I think I might have sent you one. It was with Tig Notaro and she does not know celebrities well at all.
Yeah.
And so she had like this show where she would bring on people and she had to guess who they were.
Like famous people?
Well, yes.
A it's private funny. Podcast or in front of an audience?
I think there were people there.
Okay.
I binged it the other day because I kept
seeing
TikToks.
Oh, I saw a clip of this. She was interviewing like Julie Bowen from.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I
the one I
this.
Saw.
Okay.
And so then I went on YouTube and like some person like uploaded them. They're from so long ago, but they are so fucking funny. But she had on Lena Headey, I believe is her name. She's from Game of Thrones. She plays Cersei.
Okay.
And one of the clues was like, okay, this is what my character is like. And then it was a photo of Leia and Luke and then other siblings.
Now, is she already familiar with, like, has she seen the show? She's just bad at putting it all together?
No, she literally,
or
she has
she's
to
just
guess,
like cool at the end?
She doesn't know their profession, has to guess their profession, has to guess what their like big hit is, and then guess
this
their name.
This would be fun for me.
And they give her clues.
Clint Eastwood every episode, so, Carly still doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're so old.
Yeah.
They bring her back every week and Carly's just like,
Yeah. They'll give her such an obvious clue and then she like says it, but it doesn't register. Like she doesn't realize that she like guessed it right. And like the audience will laugh and she's like, oh, did I guess something?
Oh, okay.
It's
got
really,
it.
Really, really good. She's so funny.
Tig
were
Notaro,
there any,
yeah.
What else, like who other celebrities were on there that were like crazy? I'm not like obvious.
She had, Julie Bowen was like the biggest one for me that I knew. She had the guy from Monk. She had.
Tony Shalhoub?
Yes.
That's a crazy one.
From Spy Kids.
Yeah. as she had on Melissa Joan Hart.
Whoa.
She had no idea who she was.
Damn.
Who,
she had on
who
Wyclef
is she?
Jean.
She's from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I actually
Clarissa.
Would know her.
What?
I actually would know her.
Yeah. Does she have a famous mom or am I thinking of somebody else? Joan Rivers' daughter? Is that a different person?
Yes.
Okay.
You're also probably thinking of like Jennifer Love Hewitt, like a three-namer.
Yeah, that's okay.
She had on that guy Glenn from It's Always Sunny.
Oh,
she's had on like a bunch of people.
Damn, that's a great idea. That means her booker is probably like, I know for a fact she's never seen Always Sunny. Let me get her on. Oh, that's God. Really funny.
You should watch.
That's a great idea for
and
a show.
And they're like 10-minute little things.
Oh, it's not like a full hour and a half. Can you imagine an hour and a half?
I know. I was like, how long do they interview?
I'd watch the whole thing.
It's also like, I wonder how they pitch this to the celebrities. Like, hey, so Tig has a show where she has to guess who you are. It's like.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling.
They had on Kaylee Cuoco, and that one was very funny.
I'll have to see that one.
Because Kaylee was like giving it back to her. She was like, this is the most humbling thing I've ever experienced. And then like at the end, if she doesn't get it, she's like reading all these facts about them. And Kaylee's was very funny because she was like, my next guest has won 4 Emmys, and like, just starts listing all of her accomplishments, and she's just like, Tig is dying. Yeah. Like, I'm such an idiot.
That'd be me.
I was talking about this to someone the other day, and I think I've brought this up before, but I call it LinkedIn information when you're like middling at a group of people.
Yeah.
Do you have in your brain a preset list of questions that you're asking everybody? Yeah. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? Who do you know? What year did you graduate?
Yeah.
Wait.
And I feel like I have a pretty good brain about, like, if you say that you're from like the Phoenix area, I'm like, oh, I know people from Gilbert, and then I'll start like naming high schools and stuff in that area.
To set the scene here, anytime I've been out with Matt, when we're in a group where there's people we don't know, Matt does what I call like the LinkedIn data scraping, where he is just able to get all of the information you'd see on their LinkedIn, like when they went to school, where they graduated, what they do for a living.
Rarely do I ask, what do you do for a living?
Correct. That usually will come up.
Just sometimes that question to me, it feels like I'm sizing a person up.
That's your worth. Job is your worth.
Yeah. It's not within the first 4 questions I'll ask, and definitely not within the first 20 minutes of getting to know somebody.
What's the first question?
Where are you from? Yeah.
I would always...
Where are you really from?
Where are you really from?
I'm always like, how do you know this person?
Oh, that's a good one. How do you know?
And then I kind of make the connection way, and then probably would go into those kinds of questions.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's
do you ever ask anywhere? You're like, how old are you?
No.
What year did you graduate? What you said.
And that's what year did you graduate?
Oh my God, I'd have to pull out a calculator.
Yeah. Well, I know if it's like around when I was getting my car.
Huh? You don't know what year you graduated high school?
No, I mean,
asking somebody else.
I graduated in 2009. So if someone was like, 08, I'd be like, okay, we're close in age. But if they were like 2015, I'd be like,
what are you, 24? Are you 18? Like, why?
Exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, I can't even.
I straight up just ask.
Oh,
no. But I'll say, like, how old are you? Like, if they say something that's like, we're thinking about having kids, or like, I don't fucking know anything. But I don't know. I don't really care. I think it's because I don't care if people
about
ask
how old
me.
Someone is.
Yeah.
I just love trying to find some weird, crazy connection that I know someone that they know.
Yes.
From halfway across the country.
6 degrees of Matt King.
I get such a high.
Do you ever like, you should keep a list
of crazy connections.
Yeah.
I should. Like, I met this person who knows this person and just write it down to
make a whole web.
See if I can make it. Yeah, I guess so.
Keep a little list. I feel like you probably have the most.
Probably. A lot of it's through high school speech. That's really what it all comes
because you were traveling the country.
And I knew a lot of kids and their names from different high schools all across the country. God. So that helped.
How was Chella?
How was Chella, Carly? Thank you so much for asking. How was Chella?
We could call it Coachella.
Yeah.
This Coachella was probably my second favorite Coachella.
Oh, good.
I think I have ever experienced. It was fun because I think I made a time for myself to go and see the shows I wanted to see. Past Coachellas, I feel like I always like surrender to what the group wanted to do, and that you just kind of latch with like a solid group, and because you don't want to miss them, and you have a fear that maybe if you leave them, you're not going to be able to find them. I feel like cell phone signal there was like really good compared to years past.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Sometimes slow, but like if you know how to navigate a festival and read which tower you're at and give people details on where you're at, you're able to find people. But I was able to see some really great shows. I saw Kneecap, which is that Irish rap trio I really, really like. I like the movie of Kneecap. Yeah. Fantastic.
Did you see Joe?
Vulpis?
No, did Joe?
Huh?
Like DJO?
You didn't.
I didn't because I went and saw
Charlie XCX.
Kneecap. Yeah. I went and saw Kneecap, and guess who was standing next to me right at Kneecap with his bodyguards?
Lord's sister.
No.
Justin Bieber.
Wait, let me guess. Is it a singer?
Boy?
Singer.
Oh, it's boy. A
boy. Yes.
Our age?
Yeah, our age.
Popular right now.
I wouldn't say like right now, but from you two past? Definitely know him and were.
It was Louis.
It was Louis.
Oh, Louis Tomlinson. Know he was there.
We looked next to us. Whoa. And he's with his bodyguards. I'm talking like right next to us.
I'd be like,
and
hello, mate.
And he's with all of his mates. You could tell from like back home. His whole entourage, posse of dudes, they're jamming out. And then next day, we're at Sam Fender. And out of anybody where you could be placed in the crowd,
guess.
We look to the left. Guess
he's
who
there
it is?
Again?
Louis again.
Stalker.
I know, completely.
Restraining order.
I was getting a little paranoid where I'm like, does it look like
we're stalking him?
We're stalking him.
Maybe. You do stick out. You're pretty tall. His bodyguards are probably like, tall guy, goofy looking.
I think so. Again.
And then, oh gosh. And then, but then I ran into him a third time, and one of his buddies was like kind of drunk. We're like trying to get back into VIP. And this dude, like, oh, I moved my hand, like, just back or something because I felt like somebody touched me, but it was, like, his drunk friend who was kind of leaning into me. And my hand kind of, like
smacked
at this,
him.
Not, like, hard, just, like, whoa. And we're, like, ho. Oh, and then he falls back, and then my hand goes back. And, like, I touch Louis' shoulder, and we're, like, oh, hey, sorry.
And then you kiss.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. If you've listened to the show before, you know how much I love Rocket Money. I use it literally every single day. Rocket Money is truly one of my favorite apps. It really helps me stay on top of my finances, helps me find and cancel unwanted subscriptions. But let me just explain exactly what it is. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, so you know exactly where your money is going. And for the ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can even help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can easily create personalized budget with custom categories to help keep track, and your spending stays within your reach. You can see each monthly spending trends and in categories to know where exactly your money is going. So you can get alerts if bills increase in price and if there's any unusual spending, or if you're close to overgoing on a budget, Rocket Money will alert you to that too. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save that you can then ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good. And now back to the episode.
But yeah, that happened.
Wow.
That was kind of a cool moment. And then I was hanging, do you watch Summer House?
Of course.
I was hanging out with someone from Summer House.
A girl or a boy?
A boy.
Wes, or you were hanging out with Jesse Solomon, I bet.
No.
Was he tall?
No, a little bit shorter than me. Blonde, was his name?
West.
Was it Wes? Was it Kyle?
Kyle.
I met Kyle. Hmm. I'm pretty sure I met Kyle. A bad boy?
And he treats his wife very bad.
And he was with Pilot Pete.
Ooh, Pilot
him.
Pete.
Just two great men
and
that
a girl
I love.
From The Bachelor named Rachel.
Rachel Kirkconnell.
Maybe.
I don't watch that show, but I think that's who's like.
I don't know. She was in her. I don't know. We were all just like hanging out with them. And then I was like, Summer House. Well, she was introducing me to he's on Summer House. And I'm like, I don't watch it, but my co-hosts do.
I didn't see like Kyle there. If you watch Summer House, you would be like beyond with how this man treats his wife. They're definitely like better now, but like.
Can you pull up a picture? Maybe.
Yeah. No, it's 100% Kyle. Yeah.
Blonde guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he talk about how he was a DJ now?
No. I was just like, nice to meet you. Can't wait to tell someone I
Kyle.
Met a guy from Summer House.
Who was the...
Claro did a really great performance too. And brought up Bernie Sanders. Yes. Yes, I met that guy. Yes.
But you missed Bernie by 5 minutes, you said?
By 5 minutes, dude. Yeah. Because it was right after Charlie XCX, and usually there's always like a 5-10 minute
so
overlap
funny.
Between sets. And the amount of people that were there for Charlie were insane.
Yeah.
It was a sea of people to the point where I got nervous about like a stampede.
Oh
it
my
was
God.
That intense. Whoa. With the amount of people around.
It's so crazy that she played so early.
Charlie?
Yeah.
What time did she play?
Eight?
Like sunset.
Wow.
Like, vibes.
Wow. I thought she'd be like a closer
or
something.
No, I would headliner. Say like 6:30, 7.
No, it was, oh. I think it was like 8 to 9, 10 or something.
Maybe. Okay. Okay.
Because like there were two people after. It was like Green Day and then Travis Scott.
Yes.
Scott after.
And it was Claro. Yeah. Miss Bernie by a bit. But oh my gosh, her set was fantastic. A lot of saxophone too.
Did you like know he, at what point did you get told that Bernie Sanders had like
when opened? I woke up in the morning.
Oh, you didn't know the whole night.
Nobody around was like, Bernie was just out here talking.
Damn.
Didn't what? Happen. Didn't
they were
happen.
Just vibing. Just
Nolan and I were cracking up because we watched it, like, because someone obviously put it on TikTok or something. We're like, imagine, like, being, like, fucked up at Coachella. Like, Charlie XCX just performed. And, like, I love that she brought him out. I think that's such a smart thing.
Oh, it was
thing,
right after Charlie's performance?
Yeah.
And oh, so that's a great crowd.
People just being like, oh, and he's like, we got to fight the
oligarchy. The billionaires.
I'm so cute.
I was just thinking, like, of Bernie's, I was thinking of Bernie Sanders and him just like entering Coachella. Like, him, oh, just a wristband, VIP, right? Oh, just yeah. Scan it right here.
Sahara tent. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so cute. Him, like Claro came out. They like, he like kissed her cheek and they like, it was like a father daughter, little,
like a little grandpa.
And then he called her Claire instead of Claro?
Probably.
I think
her
it was
name
like,
is
Ms.
So
Claire.
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
He did you go to personally, the. Personally, Mike.
Did you go to the rally? On Saturday, the day before, he did a big rally in LA.
Oh.
I was in New Jersey, but I would have went. It looked pretty good. But
it was
crazy
big.
Like, the rally?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he's doing a big rally.
He
with,
had his own Coachella.
Him and AOC are going like all over the country right now, and they're doing like Trump-style rallies with basically like ex-Trump supporters, it seems like.
What do you mean, Trump-style rallies?
Just like filling up a stadium and being like, fuck yeah, America. Like we gotta
He didn't fill up stadiums.
Who? Yeah, he really didn't.
Trump?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but similar, like the idea of just like doing political rallies.
But it's cool because they're pulling like huge crowds
numbers.
In like red states.
Yeah.
So but I feel like the same thing was happening with Kamala. Like when she was going around, everyone was like,
yeah.
It looked like Florida was like they had whole parades for Kamala and everyone was like, wow, things are changing. And then I was like, well, just kidding.
Yeah. Who was the best performer you saw? The best show?
Sam Fender.
Oh. Better than Charlie.
Wait, take it all back, Charlie. Charlie, actually, I feel like should go down in the history books as one of the best performances
She's
ever.
So good.
No set, no dancers. I mean, like a set, very minimal.
Yeah.
Just a platform and
just
lights.
Her.
And just served the
just
entire
served.
Time.
What about my old pal, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga, very theatrical, quite the spectacle.
Okay.
She played a lot of stuff from her new album, which I wasn't too familiar with, and like a couple of the old hits. It was quite the spectacle, but it was not like as monumental as I felt like Charlie's
the clips
was.
That we're doing How Bad Do You Want Me are so cute, which is strutting down the runway.
Yes.
It was like, oh, I'm having so much fun.
Yes.
Did you ask about when I met her at South By and she did the thing?
No, I did not.
Didn't get a chance to bring that up?
I would never.
Okay.
Maybe if it was intimate.
You're like, was this true? Did this actually happen?
Honestly, she might remember.
I would.
It,
I would
apparently, it was a huge nightmare for parking or camp parking.
Oh,
camping.
I saw. Yeah,
car camping.
There was
well,
a lot.
That's
of,
what you get
for camping.
Yeah. For
I think
camping.
Even regular driving. I saw people were like tweeting that they were in their car for like 9 hours trying to just park their car.
Yeah, they got there
on
like
Friday,
3:30 a.m. and did not park their car until 1 p.m.
I
yeah.
think that the security searches were like really intense.
I heard they hired like a new security team because it was cheaper and it was like understaffed, and they had like. Six of the lanes out of the 32 were unoperated.
Oh my god!
And so there was a lot of bottlenecking.
It's because they got rid of all their DEI
security. That's, what it
that's
was.
Why it's so slow.
And
now.
I think a big DJ was performing on like Thursday night. That kind of caused a huge influx of people
More
really
people.
Wanting to be there and trying to be parked in order to see this DJ. And it just looked like mayhem. People ran out of gas. People were running out of water.
That's scary.
People like pooping on the side of the road and stuff.
Oh,
yeah, I saw a video of a girl was like, someone was pooped on the side of the road. And then he got like, the police came. And then it was like even more of a fiasco because the police had to come during this whole thing.
And you're just trapped.
Why
you
would
can't
someone
even...
call the police if someone's taking a shit in the bushes when it's clearly you're in a bad situation?
Yeah, and you're not
like,
getting anywhere. People ran out of gas too because they were just
that
sitting.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I saw, I've heard about it in the past. We actually have a friend whose parents did it like years and years ago, but the safari camping.
Yes.
Holy shit. I got a TikTok last night. It's like the bougie version of the camping. You get put in like a separate camp that's like you're right there. Like you're glamping. In Coachella. Mm. Like they have this beautiful tent.
It's almost like a yurt kind of. Yeah. Like, or it's that level of like
yes.
elegant
and
tent.
And it's $10,000 for the weekend, but four people can fit in the tent. Okay. So you could split it. You get a artist adjacent pass. It's a guest pass, which is like you're a guest of an artist. Okay. So you get one of those included.
That's pretty good.
All of your meals for the whole weekend. They were showing the meals. They look incredible. Oh. Like the food looks awesome. You get golf cart service. So they literally just drive you straight to the artist compound and then straight back.
Damn.
This sounds like the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like three-ish grand a person yeah. for right. all of that.
Yeah. Versus like a house where the house alone is like 10 grand a night.
And your pass is like for VIP, what, $1,200?
And yeah. it's so nice. Like if you're just maybe like you're just feeling a little yeah. down, you just want to go back and refresh, yes. like you go.
Oh, that'd be so nice to be like hungover and just like
no,
have
I
a
saw
breakfast
it. I was like,
for
I
want to
do
and,
this.
Like coffee and everything.
I would do that next year. Yeah. That sounds fun. I mean, the only time I went was that one year yeah. with like Fanjoy, where it was like unbelievable top to bottom, just
yeah.
fully mm-hmm. taken care of. And that was even still just like exhausting. But this sounds.
yeah.
Yeah. Because people spend like probably that price just for the whole weekend.
Right.
Like the who was I talking to earlier? They were saying that like the chicken tenders, someone got chicken tenders and it was $36.
Oh, yeah. The food.
Like you're spending so much.
Yeah, it's really absurd.
It's almost worth paying that like resort vibe.
Totally.
Like, yeah. Payment and yeah. then being like.
At my crisp age.
Yeah.
Sure.
For real.
There's like that White Lotus anyway. TikTok going around at my old age. I need luxury or whatever.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm talking
oh,
about?
Yeah. At this stage in my life, I don't really.
Parker Posey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't think I'm meant to live a difficult life.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's how I feel every day now. Like that rings in my head when I'm like, do I want to like, I don't know, do I want to not use the sauna today? No, I'm going to use the sauna.
For me, it's like, do I want to cook dinner or order Postmates?
Oh, fair.
And then it's, I order Postmates in the sound plays.
Yeah, like, oh.
But I will say after the Coachella, I don't think I would go back.
Really?
But if you told me, clip this, play it in March of 2025, everybody, 2026. Matt talking about not wanting to go.
But this morning I was talking with Patricia. She's like, could you imagine going back to Coachella? And I'm like,
this weekend?
Yeah. I'm like, actually, I
Let's
could
do it.
I
oh,
could, this weekend?
I could run it all back, but
run
I'm not.
It all
I'm
back.
Leaving. We're yeah. going out of town. But
I think last year was the first year I had like, it wasn't like, I don't know how to describe the feeling I get. It's like, I feel more FOMO of like the vibe, but like, I know in my mind, it's like, I don't actually want to like be there getting dirty and sweating and all
yeah.
that. But it's the first time, and I was like, should I book a flight to Korea?
I think that's
Korea?
Literally.
Or get
I think
out of
literally
town.
Half the people that go, it's like they have FOMO, and it's like they're yeah. there, and they're like, I mean, I'm sure they have fun, but like half of the people are probably like, God, this is exhausting. Yeah. It's like,
a lot of the Instagram stories feel forced, like, okay, we have to make this look like we're having yeah. a good time. Everyone just dance for 5 seconds, and then you're just like,
yeah.
ugh, you know? But the shows are cool to see, I feel like.
And seeing yeah. If I could go back, I would go to even more weirder shows.
Like Joe.
Yeah.
You'd go see Joe.
I'd go see Joe, maybe Yo Gabba Gabba.
That's crazy. Yo Gabba Gabba, they were at Joe's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like were in the crowd.
Yeah, that looked really cool. They did that whole like performance, right? Did they do their own set or they just joined for his set?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
I only saw them in the crowd during Joe's set.
Oh.
Have you listened to the new album?
The new Yo Gabba Gabba album?
Yeah.
No, played it on the way here.
No, but I heard it's really good.
It's really good.
Matt, you were going to say something?
Did you guys watch Katy Perry go to space?
Oh, yeah. I have that written down.
I love the hatred. It is
it's
delicious.
Fuck, I meant to fucking
so
say this.
So this happened on
Monday.
Sunday morning? Oh, it was a Monday.
It was Monday morning.
Are you
yeah.
talking about
Monday
the girl?
Morning.
Yeah.
And they just went up for 11 minutes. And mm-hmm. this is with Jeff Bezos' aerospace company, Blue Orbit.
Origin.
Blue Origin.
Yes.
Right.
Which, confusing to me, I saw this. It might not be real, but someone said you can't go up that high with like the pressure if you have fake boobs. And Jeff Bezos' wife definitely has fake boobs. So it's like.
Yeah, I'm getting red-pilled.
I know. I was like,
I
it's
saw
fake.
TikTok
it's
last night. That was like so ridiculous. I was like, they did this mission because they're going to start trafficking people that way. No. And I was like, oh my God, they're right.
Well, I saw a similar thing. It was like, it seems like they're testing, like sending all these like rich people somewhere else when like the world
oh.
can't sustain life anymore.
No, it's just a stunt.
Are you talking about the TikTok of the girl in her car who's like how people thought we would react to?
No.
And it's like, fuck yeah, women in space. Oh my God. I love her.
Riley.
New
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
love
no.
her.
She's fucking hilarious.
That is what I think she like, have you seen this video of the girl in her car just
yeah.
that to me is like the essence of how everybody feels about it. I don't know one person
that's like, cool.
Yeah. Like, have there been any or is this just our little circle, or are there like Katy Perry fans who are like, there's a whole side.
I think it's cool if you're like a 6 or 7 year old girl and you hear about like a bunch of people going up into space and it was a bunch of girls. Like, if you're young, it's kind of cool to hear about it. They're not like, no 7 year old girl is like, it seems like a publicity stunt. I don't think that's really happening. I mean, I see it as a publicity stunt. I think 100%. It's silly. But that's the only type of person I could think of who would like view it in a positive light, or you're just,
people,
you know,
really think it's fake though. Like, yeah, there's a green screen.
No.
Everything.
Oh, they're always going to think that.
I know.
Someone
but
was like, how come there's no like burn marks on the thing from like whatever? And I'm like, oh, such a good point.
Yeah. But there's also like an explanation for it all too. Like, I saw someone like,
so many by the book science guys, like, and engineers all working on that. The whole entire air traffic control, aerospace people are confirming that it's going up and going down. If that was a conspiracy and people wanted to hide it, you have to have so many people on the same page.
I know.
And it's such a high risk to fake something like that.
Yes.
If that, like, why would you risk faking something like that?
I mean, I don't think it was fake. Like, don't get me wrong. Obviously, people saw it go up.
Just being silly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think the people who actually think it's fake, it's like, okay.
Like, take a, go.
Yeah. But like, I'm like, oh, that's silly to think about.
And who all was up there? I mean, it was like Gail. King. Shout out to the Kings. And what?
I saw a funny tweet that was like Gail being interviewed and she was like, yes, I'm still gay. And then someone quote tweeted and they were like, this is literally how I just found out Gail King is gay.
Me too. I just found out right now.
Gail King's gay?
Yeah. Everyone like kind of thinks they're like, Oprah and Gail are the Carly Clausen Taylor of their generation.
Oh, yeah. That's been around, that Oprah and Gail are the couple. This is not an original thought, Matt. This is like massively.
But it's like, we don't know those people's business.
It's just speculating. People do with Taylor all the time.
We're not agreeing. We're just like, that's just what the people
I'm
are
saying. People have said this since like the
90s. Oh my god,
she's
gay.
I didn't know Gail King was gay. I did.
Yes,
not.
That's like either. It's been like lore of Oprah that she and Gail are an item. Like, there's like stand up comedy bits about it. Like Jamie Foxx talks about it, and it's like a known thing in pop culture.
I just think they're best friends.
That's their cover, Matt. That's what they say.
No, they probably are.
Come on, they're like.
Have some fun.
All right. Yeah, have some fun.
Okay.
So Gail King, Katy Perry, an actual astronaut went up too. From what I read. I think it's just very silly and a waste of time and money. And the fact that they're also just like un-DEI-ing the entire government too, of just like removing grants and funding for women's research. And
yeah, they removed like a bunch of women from the space stuff. And it's like, so what are you trying to actually do?
And also, I've been reading on Reddit that like any grant from the government for like research that has the word diversity or woman or like anything like that, the funding automatically gets pulled. And so those people who are like studying the diversity of insects and whatever, and incessed, like that funding gets pulled because of just the word diversity is in it. It's insane.
But they did this mission like back also in 2021, right? Where Jeff Bezos went up, William Shatner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody complained about that.
No, they
but
did.
But suddenly when it's like did? Five women and we call it a publicity stunt.
I think it's because right now it's just there's so much. It's like people are struggling. Like people are getting sent elsewhere. Like it's just a bad time to be like, woo, we're in space, when like people
like
are
Katy Perry up there promoting her.
The fact that it's Katy Perry is also like, what the fuck? Like, if it was Gail King is cool, but if it was like someone cooler than Katy Perry in addition to that, it's just a little weird that it's Katy Perry. Also just put out that really cringe album about like women.
It's a woman's world.
It's, which
lucky
didn't
to be.
Do well.
Did you guys see Wendy's dragging them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is?
Oh my god, it's so funny.
What did she have to say?
It was like, you know, just a tweet with Katy's picture wearing her little astronaut suit, and the tweet was like, Katy Perry like returns from space after 11 minutes. In the official Wendy's account, tweeted, "Can we send her back?"
Also later, Katy posted an In-N-Out burger and said, "At Wendy's, In-N-Out's better anyways."
Oh my god!
Well, the real tea is Wendy's kept tweeting about it, so they sent out like,
oh hell yeah,
a lot of replies to people. And then Kesha later on posted a photo drinking out of a Wendy's cup and was like laughing.
Oh,
because her beef is that Katy worked with Dr. Luke, who is Kesha's like abuser.
Right. Wendy's has been on the like
Wendy's
talking shit train.
Wendy's has always
right?
been the like forefront of like funny social media
it's
branding.
So good.
They were one of the first brands to be like, what are you fucking kidding me? Like, they would just like say
it's,
that on
works.
A brand
it's just
account.
Like the CEO's like 15-year-old daughter.
Yes.
That's how I feel too.
Greg Barrett running the account. Like, that's.
I thought it was Sarah Schauer who used to run.
I don't actually know.
I think it was Denny's. I don't know. I thought she like ran a really big account like
whoa.
That.
LA is so funny. Like when we met Tristan, we were like, so do you social media? He's like, yeah, I'm the Aflac doc on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
Who, wait, who, what?
Tristan used to be the Aflac duck, right?
Tristan Watson?
Yeah.
Was the Aflac duck on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That was his like introduction. We were like, huh?
That's really funny.
That's so funny.
Very LA. Did you guys see, speaking of like adjacent to Coachella, the people who got Firefest tickets got texted that it was indefinitely delayed and they all got refunded?
Yes.
Well, I think it's because of like, where were they doing it? Mexico?
Some island, but then yeah,
they,
the government
like,
of that island. The government
oh,
of the
I
island
see.
Put out a statement that there was like, there's been no permits. There's been no staff.
What are
there's
they
been
doing?
Nothing. They're
this
just
has been
scammers.
Happening for like weeks. It keeps coming up on TMZ, but I'm like, there's no like closure here. Solution. Like, I don't really understand. Yeah. It's
they
like,
just,
he said, she said, because the, what's his name? Billy?
Billy McFarland.
He keeps saying like, that's not true. That's not true. And so I'm like, all right, y'all are just messy.
I think the guy is just a straight up scammer. He's 100%. Like, I did it once. I can do it again.
He went to jail.
I know.
Like, but I felt like that was the only thing he had going for him is like, the only way I'm really going to get attention and people back on my side is if I throw Firefest 2 and it's a hit. But like,
but it was
he
not,
still missed.
Yeah, he didn't.
You still missed. You had all that time thinking in prison, drawing up all your ideas and charts and how you're going to do it right this time, buddy. You still dropped the ball. But you know what? If I got invited, I would have gone.
You wouldn't have gone, though. Yeah.
I would have gone.
I would
know.
I would have. I would have.
If I had an invite and if it was paid for,
you're not
100%.
Going. Nope.
What a story.
No.
What a story.
You would have been stranded in some island and have no food, no water, no shelter.
I've
and
been
then
camping.
Good grief.
Pivot.
I don't know. I just would have. I would go for the story.
Oh, okay. Well,
pivot off of no food, no shelter, no island. I did some deep diving, I think on like Wednesday night.
Okay.
Our last conversation, last time we recorded, we were talking about that reality TV show with Glenn Powell.
Endurance.
Endurance 2.
Endurance 2.
I watched it.
His season.
Yes.
The kids on the island where you were mixing stuff up?
They
didn't
crash
an airplane
onto
an island?
I was wrong about that.
No, this season took place in Mexico and they rode like donkeys to their area where they were staying.
Okay, they didn't crash.
The first episode, I got 15 minutes in, and I think it was like 40, immediately eliminated Glenn Powell.
Oh.
Spoiler.
He was the first person eliminated, and then I was like, okay, I'm not watching it.
Was he not likable?
They had to do this challenge. It was so fucked up. So they bring out all of these teens, and then they're like, okay, now we're going to eliminate 6 of you from the male group and 6 of you from the female group. They literally just got there. And then they put them on this like structure in the middle of the water, and they just had to hang there. And it was like, whatever 6 fell first.
And he
got
fell
eliminated.
Off first? Was he not ripped back then?
No, he was so cute. He looks exactly the same, just like a little sweetie.
Aww.
And he was so,
like, how old?
It was like sad. I was sad.
Probably 12, 13.
He was like,
oh,
I just
he's
really,
like a little
and
kid?
He, yeah, and he has like his little accent. And he's like, you know, I just thought I'd do better. And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. This is so sad.
Damn.
It's okay. His life got a lot better.
It did.
I was trying to think of like what else would be like insane in terms of like Katy Perry going to space, just like hawk to a girl is like the head of new cancer research or something. They're just like, celebrities,
I mean,
doing things
not
that they,
not far off.
I guess
like,
at
she
this
probably
point,
is.
Yeah.
Well, they're not paying attention to cancer research anymore.
Is she still doing talk to a?
No, I don't think so.
I thought she's back.
Yeah, she's back.
Oh,
she did
is.
Get investigated by the SEC and they found no wrongdoing, which is crazy, about her rug pull for the crypto thing. You know about this?
Yes.
Yes. Hawk to a coin.
Yeah.
I keep up with Talking Hawk to
a. That is a great podcast.
With the guys who just like
talking,
are
talk to
sipping on sangria and he just like.
Is that a real podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. TJ works with him. He does the clips for TJ's podcast.
Oh, okay.
He's so nice.
Nice. Yeah.
They love him.
It's these two guys.
Did they do the episode yet?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Two
I was going to explain what
talking
it is.
About it. Wait, let's.
Just to explain what it is, it's these two guys who have a podcast. Their podcast is reacting to and responding
Talk to a is what it's called.
Right. They about the Talk to a
it's
podcast.
Like a parody.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen clips. I just didn't know if it was like a real podcast or if it was one for like TikTok. Clips.
And then
they're
I think
like not serious, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's very like satirical. And then I think they did an episode where they were talking Talk Tua. Like, they reviewed their first episode. And they're like, let's go back and revisit the first episode of Talk and Talk Tua.
Because she left. So they were like, we got to pivot.
Oh, yes, that's what it was.
And then they focused on that other, those little kids who have that podcast where they review fast food. It's like like 10-year-olds. And they just like...
They're so funny.
McDonald's and Wendy's meals and stuff.
Like sitting on the floor of their parents, like in their bedroom, right?
But they're doing so well right now.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, it's just a great thing to see. Just
we're like, oh yeah, kids are kids.
Fella's chopping it up about, I'm not a big Burger King guy. What do you mean? Wendy's is way better. It's just nice to hear. I went to a nice doctor yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
For your toe?
No, just my regular like yearly checkup doctor. And I went to her last year and she was like pretty nice. And I told her about my dermatologist and she was like
single.
I don't know. She was wearing a mask, so it was hard to tell, but I don't.
Not Jewish.
A wedding ring?
No wedding ring.
Is there a mezuzah on the door?
There was a mezuzah on the door, but I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Wait, actually was?
There's always a mezuzah outside a doctor's office.
Oh,
a
really?
Lot of most doctors are
Jewish.
Yeah. Like,
doctors, Hollywood.
Yeah, well.
Lasers.
Lasers?
I don't know, don't they think lasers? That chase lasers or something?
So you go to the nice doctor.
And I told her my whole dermatologist
steering it.
And I was like, yeah, she told me I need to come back in a month to like get my results. And she's like, that is absolute nonsense. Some policies were like, if they want to discuss it with you, they have to discuss the results in person, but you have full access to it. And she's like, I'm going to request the results for you. Ooh. So she can request the results for me.
Baddie, love her.
Yeah. And then I also was telling, she's like, you should probably see an endocrinologist. I showed her my Oura Ring stats and stuff. And she was like, yeah, sounds like you should see an endocrinologist. And I remembered last year, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I did look at my insurance and I found an endocrinologist. Because it's like a hormone specialist, whatever, helps with fatigue, all this, that. And I got on a Zoom with this guy, and he's just like kind of sweating. And he's like a younger dude, like in what looks like a frat house. Like there was just like empty alcohol bottles behind him. Like it was very strange. And I was like, yeah, just like trying to figure out my fatigue. I go to sleep every night. I feel like I have good sleep hygiene. And he goes, I got to tell you, man, this is all Bill Gates' fault. And I was like, what? I was like, what? And he goes, here's what you're going to do. You're going to Google Bill Gates Monsanto Roundup lawsuit. And I was like, okay. And he's like, your endocrine system is just fucked up because like Bill Gates is an investor in Monsanto.
You should start getting like referrals from your doctor.
That's what I tried to do. But this was not that.
No, I know.
And so he's telling me that like the reason why I'm not feeling great is because Monsanto, and this is like a conspiracy, like Joe Rogan type thing, that this company Monsanto like had seeds that they have the rights for, and the seeds for the flower are fucking up all of our systems. And he's like, here's what you got to do.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? This Monsanto.
Monsanto in terms of agriculture?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Huh.
So he's like, you got to take this test. And then when you take this test, I'll be able to diagnose what your issues are. And he's like, then just come back. And I was like, can you tell me anything based on like my blood work? He's like, no, I just take this test. Gave me a link to some website. And it was like a $1,400 test from some like bunk ass website that looked like it was whatever. And so then I just completely forgot about it. And then she was like, you should see an endocrinologist. I told her about this. And she was like, yeah, unfortunately, there's just like a lot of people that are in the system. And a lot of people just get, she's like, did he try to sell you supplements? And I was like, not on the first round, but maybe on the second one. So she was like, I'll refer you to someone. I'll also refer you to a new dermatologist. I'll get your results for you. Here's like a sleep specialist you should go to, and here's like additional testing for your blood work. So it was a good experience.
Think you're going to get a sleep test though?
Yes.
Going into a place and going to sleep?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to go in and
put like a bunch of wires
on. I would not be able to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. Can I like listen to Seinfeld as I fall asleep? Or are they going to be like, ah, no phones.
I need my Z-Quil.
I need meds.
I don't, it's also like, it seems like such a fucking annoying thing to do. I have to go to some like,
oh my god, that sounds so fun.
It does, but like that's so true though. It's like I feel like anyone going somewhere for a sleep study or is gonna sleep worse,
right? I'm gonna be like anxious and
like do an all-nighter the night before.
Well, that'll probably throw off everything.
This is what happens when you get an Oura Ring. It's just this stuff. like
I know my signs or whatever.
You feel like if you didn't have the Oura Ring, do you think you would think that your sleep would be fine?
No, I am tired every single day of my life, even after getting full night's sleep. And the Oura Ring has told me, like, specifically, I was talking about this with Carly, that like it tells me how much REM sleep I'm getting, which is like 45 minutes max, when you're supposed to be getting at least 90 minutes to 2 hours at least. And I've barely cracked an hour once.
Do you feel like you're having like vivid dreams or your dreams?
I don't have any dreams ever.
Oh my gosh.
I never ever have dreams.
I dream every night.
Oh, hardcore motion picture.
I had a crazy dream last night.
Oh yeah.
Never have dreams.
A little girl on girl action.
Whoa. Yeah. Who was the girl?
I can't say because it's actually someone we know. And it was you and her? Weird. Yes, but then it was like she stopped, and I mean, none of it made any sense at all. Oh, it was like not end of times, but like a weird thing was happening, and then like we were about to hook up, and then she was like, wait a minute, and then she was like, I just called Brock, Sheena Shea's husband, and she was like, I just can't like do this with another woman who's like married and not out, and I was like,
see,
literally,
what you're missing out on.
I know, I'm trying to get to this.
It's crazy.
I never have dreams ever. So, and the thing also is the it's like when your heart rate, when you go to bed, you, like your heart rate basically is supposed to dip to the lowest point where it's slowest right in the middle of the night, and then as you start to wake up, your heart rate climbs back up. For whatever reason, my heart rate, it goes down, and it doesn't drop until like right before I wake up. So I wake up basically like in the middle.
That's
of,
how mine is too.
Right.
So it's like you're the resting time. It's like right. Mine's always, it's at like 8 a.m. So it's like, does my body think I like didn't get much rest?
Apparently it's like a cortisol dysregulation. It's like a fucked up thing.
Blood sugar thing too?
I don't know. I did a bunch of tests. And so I will solve it. But
doing cardio?
Yeah. And I've been exercising, but I saw like a David Goggins thing because he's like, you know, Vaxxed. That guy?
Mm-hmm.
He just says, like, if you're tired, just do it tired. And I'm like, that's basically how I've been living my life. So now when I work out, I'm tired anyway. But
oh, my God, I hate that.
I did see a funny – I'm on the Oura Ring subreddit, and there was one yesterday I sent Carly, and it just said, like, just try Domino's stuffed crust deep dish pizza. Here's my results. The Oura Ring says, your body is in major signs of stress.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, for sure. If you eat, like, shit food and – or if you
probably
drink
– if. He was probably like diarrheaing or something.
Or just like his body was just processing like so much carbs and cheese. And like if I drink 3 beers in a night, all of my sleep shit is like
yeah,
way more
when
fucked.
You sleep.
Yeah, but during the day too, it checks your like heart rate, your oxygen level, your temperature. So when those things change rapidly, it's like your body is struggling with something. But it made me want to just like order Domino's and go maniac mode and see if I.
Yeah, I would test that.
Yeah.
I test it every day. Photoshop exists. I'm always eating bad.
But I'm excited to just have a nice doctor and get my...
Good. I'm glad you have her.
I'm going to call the dermatologist also because it's been a little over a week and I'm just going to be like, do you have my results? Yes or no? Because it is a little concerning that I might have skin cancer and they just aren't telling me. So,
I'm glad that your doctor was like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was just so refreshing to have like a nice woman to be like, oh, really? That is not right. Versus like, give him a month.
You feel so cold. Well, like he said, though, sometimes if they don't call at all, that means you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of confusing.
If they're in a lab, either they haven't gotten around to it, which is strange. Or
how long did it take you to get your results?
A week.
Yeah, I think about
said,
a week.
We'll text you if it's nothing. We'll call you if it's something.
No. And what's crazy, this is another thing. In the building where the dermatologist was, I don't know if you guys saw that TikTok where I was like in the spiral staircase stuck in it.
Yeah.
I didn't.
This building has this insane staircase where it just keeps saying exit to the right, and then you exit and the door says not an exit and it's locked. And you just keep going down and then you get to the last section and it's just a concrete wall. And I was just like, I'm fucking stuck.
How did you get out?
I went like all the way back up to like what was the third floor, and then I went to a different staircase exit to go down.
Oh my
and
God,
then,
that'd drive me in. I'd be like, I'm lost.
And then I ended up in the basement of this like parking garage. And this basement of this parking garage was like probably six. It was insane. I walked so much. It was probably six levels below ground. It was filled with like $1 million cars, all covered in like tarp. And the lights were off. And I like looked McLaren, McLaren, Lamborghini, Lamborghini, McLaren, just fucking sitting there. And I was like, anybody can just come in here with a couple pickup trucks and steal all these fucking cars.
Damn.
Like,
was it close to a dealership? Like maybe that's where they store.
It was in Beverly Hills, but it's in like an office building where there's like
doctors,
medical doctors and other stuff.
Doctors,
surgeons
cars.
I think I think they're like stock for some Beverly Hills, like McLaren dealership or something, but they were just fucking sitting there. And I'm just like,
and you're parked there.
I was parked on the street. Oh. I got so lost in there, but I was just looking around like, this is, if I was in the Fast and the Furious, I would hire a pickup truck because it's so easy to steal these fucking cars. You steal two, three of them, it's $2 million. Easy. If you guys
easy,
want.
Easy.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have trackers on them at maybe,
I'm
but
sure.
Like.
Yeah, and they 100%
like,
do.
And there's like cameras at like every intersection of Beverly Hills.
No, but all you need to do is like bring some sort of like pickup truck, black out your license plate, put a hood on.
Yeah, pickup truck is gonna carry a McLaren.
Not a pickup, sorry, like a little 18, a little U-Haul, whatever.
A Cybertruck.
Get two of them, put them in, and then just drive to fucking Mexico and sell them on the black market.
You'll never get caught.
Buy it and sell it in Bitcoin. Set
you
for
should
life.
Try it and see if you. Can
I wish
get away
I
with
wish
it.
I knew a criminal to be like, dude, if you want a hookup, I'll take 10% if I give you the
post on Craigslist.
Yeah, I'm looking for a criminal
on Beverly Hills.
That's like the movie Creep. Did you ever see Creep?
Yes, the Mark Duplass movie.
Yeah,
love it. Creep one and two. Is there a third?
I don't think. So. Maybe I don't know, but yeah. It's literally about this man who posts a Craigslist ad and he's like, I just need someone to like document something for me, and this guy drives out, and it's. They're the only two people in the whole movie.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like filmed like a documentary.
Yeah, and it's from like the guy's perspective. So yeah. It's like from his camera, basically. The
what
whole
are they
time.
What does he need them to do?
So basically the guy gets there and it's Mark Duplass and he's like, he looks odd. And he's just like, hey. He's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. But he's like, weird vibes. Like this man when he got there saw like an axe, like whatever. It was like creepy, like horror movie classic, whatever.
And he keeps like joking with him and like
yeah, and he's yeah. like, I'm diagnosed with like cancer and I'm dying soon. So I want my son who's going to be born to have like a good memory of me. So I want you to document like my day today or whatever. And so this guy's like, okay. And then he just gets bizarre. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Was he actually dying?
No.
Well, watch the movie.
I won't.
It's scary.
Sounds
you wouldn't
scary,
watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, the end is pretty like, oh.
Have you been watching the new season of Black Mirror?
I saw the first
scary.
Episode.
First episode, I thought was like very like season one vibes, where it's like
no,
oh.
I thought that too. I was like, it's not like super dark, where it's like fuck.
But. Season, but episode two was I thought really good.
Let's just say the plot.
This girl works at like a place that makes like health bars and stuff, uh-huh. And there's she's like doing a test, and a girl from her past that she knew from high school like walks in, and she's like, wow, that girl seems like to be doing really good, and the girl gets a job, and. It's a girl that she may have bullied in high school and stuff, but all of these things start happening where the girl's like manipulating her. And it's, I think the episode's called Mandela Effect, or maybe it's Mandela Effect in French or something.
Oh.
And just crazy stuff. This girl starts messing with her perception of reality. And it's stuff unfolds. I don't want to spoil any of it. But
yeah, no,
I
want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I just started watching Austin Powers for the first time last night.
Ever?
For the first time?
Never saw it.
Did you think it's funny?
Hey.
Were you like not a teen boy?
I wasn't allowed to watch it when it came out.
Neither
was I. Yeah.
Was anyone?
I was. I had gold, my parents and I like watched Goldmember.
I remember my friends all going to see Goldmember at a
we
movie
were
theater. And
older.
I was not allowed to go see Goldmember.
Yeah. It's, it was just like, I mean, it's very inappropriate for children.
Fat bastard.
The whole movie is about some guy trying to like smash. I also didn't know the plot. I never like understood that he was a guy in the 60s that then got brought to the 90s.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, this makes sense why. I just thought he was like a crazy person for the longest time.
It's like James Bond. Making fun of James Bond.
Yeah,
it's like a parody
of James
Bond.
I didn't even realize that till just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spy like, who killed me.
The spy who shagged me.
Or the spy
Do
who
I
shagged
make
me.
You horny, baby?
Well, the first one is Man of Mystery, right? That's what it's called. Yeah,
Austin Powers is Man of Mystery, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
And then Goldmember?
And then Goldmember.
So there's three of them.
There's three.
Is the first one,
1997.
The pee in my pants laughing.
First one is with Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Yes, she is.
Hot. What is, oh, no, that's a different movie. That's Adam Sandler.
Want to Touch the Heine?
Yeah.
That's Billy Madison.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Are all three of them like just as funny?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
I think the third is one of the best.
Is that Goldmember?
Yeah.
With Beyonce.
Yeah. Foxy Cleopatra. And I'm a whole lot of woman.
Yeah. It's also just so like janky and looks like it was shot so cheaply. Like all the sets and backgrounds. And it's just like, it feels like an extended SNL skit.
And that's also a character that nobody else could do except Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Sorry.
And it's just like, they do these like, I mean, I feel like I'm an idiot just talking about a movie that everybody's seen, but where they do those like interstitials where it's in between scenes. It's just them dancing and they'll just zoom in on his fucking teeth for like an extra 2 seconds. Like they hold the shot and he's just like.
I can't believe you've never seen these
it's
movies.
So, I was peeing my pants laughing last night. I was just like, I just want to watch something silly. You know, news in the world is awful. And
it's also just like could never get made today.
I will say there was the scene in the first one where he's trying to bang the girl for the whole fucking first half of the movie. And then finally they're in their hotel room and they're drinking champagne and she's jumping around and she's finally like, okay, come to bed. And he goes, I can't, baby, you're drunk. And then he doesn't bang her. And I was like, fucking go. Like, this
one good man.
Yeah. But it was like, oh, this is not as like, I thought it was going to be horrifically misogynistic. I think it's almost self-aware to like, it's like being silly and making fun of
it might be it, yeah. Sure. I don't remember exactly like those themes.
He is obviously like awful and he's just like trying to bang this girl. Unbelievable. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But then he's like jumping on the bed. I don't know. I thought it was really funny.
No, it's so funny.
It's a silly movie. I'm excited to watch
all the movies from that time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The cat.
The cat.
It's
also just funny that he's like so many characters.
Yes. Although I think he only plays two in the first one.
Dr. Evil.
The mini guy is not in this one, and the big fat guy is not in this one either.
Yeah. Mini me?
Yeah.
Fat
I've obviously seen like clips and stuff throughout the world, but I don't, yeah.
Mini
me. And then he plays Goldmember in Goldmember.
Is that the big fat guy?
Yeah. No,
that's Goldmember
is my Faja.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mojo. With all the gold rings and stuff.
He steals his mojo.
Isn't Ben Stiller in that one?
I wouldn't be surprised if he is in that.
Like... Will Ferrell's in the first one.
Yeah.
He plays one of the guys that gets like thrown back in the chair. Great fuck. And he wrote the movie too. Mike Myers wrote it.
Yes. So funny. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it did come out in 1997. So I do imagine. I feel like there might be like.
I don't think he is.
A generation of people that watch the show that haven't seen that movie. I would recommend it. It's really funny.
So good.
That's crazy if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. And I did people like dress up as him and like try to do him back? I feel like he's such a good like
it's a big Halloween
character. My parents would go to parties.
You're like an alien.
And they would did anyone dress up?
Yeah. They would hire like Austin Powers impersonators. Yeah. You can still hire them. It's like a go-to character.
I feel like it's like a Borat level like character of a generation where people are like.
Yes. It was, I think.
And there was like lines in it that was like, oh, I've heard people say this before. Yes, and like, this is where it's from. If you don't see the original.
No, yeah. It's just the way you're like expressing it is so but funny. It's like you're like, a foreign.
I too like to live dangerously.
Yes. So like on SNL, the thing, the 90s called and they want their shirt back. Like that is from SNL. Like someone wrote that skit on SNL. And like if you didn't see that skit, you're just like, oh, you think somebody wrote this? Like, I've just been like.
It's part of the zeitgeist.
Yes.
Yes.
I gotta watch more of these like seminal movies. I've never seen like.
Have you seen Meet the Parents?
That I've seen.
And Meet the Fockers?
So
yes.
Good.
That is unbelievable. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Yeah, that's a good one.
I always quote the Meet the Fockers is Ben Stiller's parents.
Yes. With Barbara Streisand and Dustin Hoffman. But both parents are still in it.
Robert De Niro's still in it, yeah.
But like they're going to see them. I always quote the bingo, bango, bongo.
We'll make it chimichanga.
And no one ever knows what I'm referencing.
Bingo, bango, bongo?
Yeah.
I like his like old nanny that he like lost his virginity to. Well, she doesn't know about
us. And then the son. What? Just him thinking like that this guy is his son the whole time.
Yeah.
They're like the perfect movies.
Nolan and I are finally watching The Sopranos.
Oh my God.
I know. It's really nice because it's like Breaking Bad where it's like, this is such a good classic I've never seen.
Do you have to put on subtitles or can you follow it?
Just follow it for the most part, but sometimes it is hard. They got some thick accents.
Always have subtitles.
I can imagine for like non-New Jersey people who didn't grow up like hearing those like fat Italian dad voices, it's kind of hard to be like, wait, is that an English word?
I'm like, is that one of their names or is that?
Yeah. Or like,
Christopher.
I found out Christopher's girlfriend in real life. Something happened where I saw like a clip of a podcast she's on.
Oh, she's crazy
she's
now.
She's fully MAGA. Like, yes. Full MAGA.
I saw her at our Equinox one time.
Oh, really?
It was like right when we started. And I was like, Adriana, what are you doing here?
Yeah, no, she's like flat earth, anti-vax, like MAGA crazy.
She has a picture of her in a flat, like, it looks like the flag bikini in front of the Statue of Liberty for like a 4th of July picture.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's on OnlyFans.
I think she is, yeah. They were all on Cameo, too.
Mm. I love Edie Falco.
Oh, obsessed with Edie.
Phenomenal.
Wait, yes. Have you ever watched Carmella? Have you ever watched Nurse Jackie?
No, but I know
you gotta
about
watch that.
It. And isn't Merritt Weaver in that?
Yeah.
I love her.
And do you remember Lenny Jacobson?
Yes.
He's in it, too.
Oh, get out of here.
Like, a lot.
Wow.
It's truly like such a good show.
She's like a nurse but also like addicted to pills.
Correct.
Interesting. And Edie Falco playing that. Edie Falco is like a total, what do you call it, teetotaler?
What?
I don't know
what is the word you're looking for here.
teetotaler, teetotaler?
I don't know. No
are one you knows. Having a stroke?
A person who abstains from drugs and alcohol.
Straight edge?
Oh.
Sober?
Oh my gosh.
This is a new one.
Teetotaler.
Oh, someone also figured out what you were trying to say with the Matty Healy thing.
Oh yeah, it was martyring.
Martyring.
Oh. Teetotaler.
Yeah.
Teetotaler.
Well, so what do you think about The Sopranos? Are you loving it?
Oh, of course. We started season two.
You just started? Oh my God. The first season gets better than the next one.
I mean, yeah.
Teetotaler.
Okay, and what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like
person
straight
who
edge?
Never drinks alcohol.
Oh, she doesn't in real life?
No.
Huh.
The Sopranos were known for like partying and drinking really hard, and she would just be like, I'm not going to party.
Oh, like
with
afterwards.
You guys. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, like they'd all hang out.
Well, she plays a fabulous drug addict.
Who?
Edie Falco.
On Nurse Jackie?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so good. You should watch it.
It's like House
phenomenal.
Kind of?
No.
More drama?
I think House is in its own little category.
Yeah.
It's like so specific, House.
Love watching House.
Like she just plays a nurse and she's like this like spunky little diva.
Okay.
But she is also like addicted to pills.
Sick.
And she steals one from the hospital,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
It's so fucking good.
Do you have a favorite character right now?
No.
Do you think
I'm literally just enjoying it. Like, I don't know. I don't.
Do you think that it's funny? Like, are you laughing
yeah.
at parts? Okay.
I'm not like, ha, 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 but it's just like silly moments where I'm like, it's like Breaking Bad where it's like there's funny moments.
Do you know that the two kids have a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I think, what's his name again? Who plays Christopher?
Yeah, he does the one on HBO
He has a podcast?
Yeah.
On HBO, there's one that's like Sopranos Recap with Michael Imperioli and the guy who plays Big Pussy.
Big Pussy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
he
I haven't watched
so
it.
Old.
I know, I was going to say.
They're up
when
there.
When Aaron was like, yeah, look him up. What's his name?
Michael Imperioli.
Well, and I was like, the White Lotus season.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I've seen him as an older person, but like, I'm so in The Sopranos. I was like, he's aged 80
he's like
years.
Yes.
In his 20s or something.
Yeah.
Where is The Sopranos house? Is it in New Jersey?
North Jersey. North Caldwell, New Jersey.
Is it like a big thing there? People are like, I want to drive by the house.
I think so. And someone lives there now. It's
and
just
I think
like a regular
they did
house.
Hold an event there recently. Like The Sopranos cast did like
oh,
a
really?
Banquet or a fundraiser there. Would you ever buy a famous like
no.
movie house?
Absolutely. I've seen like TikToks of there's like some couple that owns some famous house and they were just like screaming at people like, please go away. Like stop taking pictures.
Well, Terry Bradshaw house.
I don't know.
I think it was very nice. He wasn't mean.
He wasn't mean, but he was like, this is my house, not Carrie's.
Right. Yeah.
Which Bradshaw's house.
Like the
her brownstone.
Oh, in Sex and the City.
Yeah.
She had a brownstone?
Well, here we go again.
God, I'm a dummy. I thought she lived like in an apartment complex.
This exact conversation.
Oh,
I don't know. What's the difference? I mean, I know brownstones
like,
are nicer.
Her whole apartment looked one story. We've had this whole conversation before.
This was a whole topic that we did. We're like how like people in the 90s had crazy apartments.
Like the Friends house.
Yeah,
the Friends house,
the Seinfeld house.
Yeah, and it's like she lives in a brownstone, but it's like an apartment within the brownstone.
Got
it's not like all the different floors.
Got it.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
More realistic.
But no, I would not want to own like Tony Soprano's house. No.
No.
Because you know, people are going to be driving up there all the time.
Yeah.
Like, when you used to live near the fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood house, I would bring people there. And I'm like, want to see something sick?
Yeah.
And like, if I'm doing it to like that small of a house, I can't imagine owning Tony Soprano's fucking house. Like, that sucks.
I wish I could interview all the people who live in famous houses.
That'd be a fun like YouTube
to
series.
To see if there's like a common characteristic with all of them where... Is there a part of them that like loves the show, or were they just interested in the real estate, or do they love the ego trip of being like,
or
yes,
they
I live
know.
In this house, respect my privacy. But I'm like, bitch, why did you buy the damn house?
No, I think a lot of times it's people who rent it out for the production, and then they, like, they're not living there while they're filming it, but they already own the property.
Right, so whoever lives like, and I'm talking about, a lot of times though, I'm also thinking of
like
ones where it's just the exterior. So like the Full House, they didn't shoot inside the Full House. That's a set, that's a Raven house.
Brady
Maguire, a lot of famous houses are not the exterior, but the people who own those famous houses, I just wanna know what type of person they are.
Yeah.
Because part of it,
but you're saying it in the context of like you bought it because of the show.
I want to know if they did.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
They did buy it to also have the ego trip of just being like, respect my privacy, stay away from my house.
I think you would want that.
Yeah.
What?
I think you'd get pleasure out of being like, hey guys, this is my house. I understand.
You can take pictures outside of my house, but just don't enter my property.
There you
and
go.
Maybe I'll have some charity events where I can host fundraisers for important nonprofits. And then I would allow people into my house.
And then go to space for 11 minutes.
I wonder if people sometimes, though, don't know that it's a famous house. Because I feel like some people may not want
totally.
It. And the realtor is like tricking somebody into buying a house that they can't get rid of because no one wants to buy this fucking house because
like,
there's
people.
Always people outside of it. And it's like some old couple who like doesn't know the show and they buy it and they're like, what the fuck is going on here? And they find out after they're living there and then
that
they're
would
stuck
be
with
tough,
the house.
Because I'd be like, well, I don't want to like take away these people's
like if
fun.
You bought a house and you found out like, oh, this was the big house on the show 24, you're just like,
yeah.
I didn't, what the fuck? I didn't know that.
No, Suits, Kat I had an idea.
Kat Von D bought the Cheaper by the Dozen house and painted it black. And painted the pool red.
Criminal.
So it looks like
that's
blood.
A crime, yeah. Criminal.
War crime.
What was the house we went to see, the Bo Burnham one?
Oh, yes. Bo Burnham with his ex-girlfriend used to live in the
it was some,
Friday the 13th
That's what
house.
It is, yes.
No, Nightmare on Elm Street house.
And it's where you could see
scary.
We went to the back house where you can where he filmed the
oh,
Netflix special.
All right.
Inside.
Get out.
Inside
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just would love to know
yeah.
if there's a common thread.
I also would be like, how much did you get paid if they already lived there? Like, how much did you get paid for them to film at your house?
Oh, yeah.
You know the lady who, like, famously, like, yells at people, the Breaking Bad house?
Yes.
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone?
Yeah, they're selling it for a fuck ton of money.
Oh. Well, I saw a TikTok, I think, of someone who, like, was there to, like, interview her, and she, like, actually let them, like, talk to her, and it was just interesting.
I think it was Danny Duncan.
Oh, maybe it was.
Really?
I think he, like, really paid her and was mm-hmm. able to, like, interact with her. The thing is, the Breaking Bad house is they shot it inside the house. And the backyard
oh, I thought
is
they didn't.
The actual backyard.
I thought the exterior was everything, but not the interior. But I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure the interior is, like, identical from the show.
Damn. That so, would, I mean, I'd be like, can I come in?
Yeah.
I'd literally want to come in. Let's
and I've also, see. I always think about Neverland. Like Michael Jackson's Neverland, who owns that now?
I think the estate.
Yeah, it's estate.
Oh, I thought they sold it and it's some like a startup place and they use it for like company retreats.
They do not film the interior scenes of Walter White's house in the actual Breaking Bad house in Albuquerque.
I take it back.
Liar.
But the interior scenes were filmed on a soundstage.
Okay.
It's so cool for The Sopranos too. They film a lot in like Asbury Park, which is like where I used to go all the time. So it's
where TJ has an emo night.
In Asbury Park?
Uh-huh.
Which venue?
Asbury Park.
Stone Pony? Convention Hall?
Literally not a clue.
Oh, it's just, yeah. It's such a great show, Sopranos. Have you seen it, Matt?
The Sopranos?
Yeah.
I have seen most of the first season, but then there was another show that came up and I took a step back from it. But I will watch The Sopranos before I die.
It's slow.
Well, you could die tomorrow.
I don't think it's slow.
People nowadays think it's slow.
Oh.
We're a little older, but if you're like a Gen Z kid who's used to just...
But I feel like it's like slow in a way where like, it's still really interesting. You're still like, wait,
yeah.
what's going to happen here?
Yes.
It's not like...
It's like a White Lotus slow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn. What? Blown by.
How long...
That's... Yeah.
Neverland Ranch is currently owned by Ron Burkle.
Shout out to Ron.
He purchased it for $22 million at a discounted price.
What are you doing with it?
I don't know.
Some people just have money to buy fun things.
What's
maybe
happening
loving
at Neverland?
Just, I don't know. Turn it in. Well, it's kind of, well.
Or
turn
Neverland.
It into like a Graceland, though. Like, make
oh,
it a museum.
For Michael Jackson, though?
Well, if he didn't touch the kids.
But we don't.
I don't know. If he didn't, then open it up. I don't
what
know.
What is it, a theme park?
It looks like Disneyland.
Yeah.
He like made
damn.
A Disneyland in his backyard for kids.
I
like
knew he
train.
Had something like that,
what's
but.
The maintenance on those rides? Are they still operating? Golly.
Oh my god, imagine it's abandoned, how creepy that would be to like
yes.
walk around it.
I mean, I'm sure.
I love abandoned videos.
Also, it's such a bummer someone else owns the Playboy Mansion.
Like, yeah, they shut that down.
I wish, like, it would have just be fun to go to an event at the Playboy Mansion.
Like a random
mansion.
Person lives there now?
Yeah, like some, oh. I think some foreign oil person bought it.
Right.
And,
they should have turned it into like a Houdini mansion where like you can have events
yeah.
there. And
yes.
I want to have an event at Houdini Estate so bad.
Have you been?
I like it would be so fun to do like a murder mystery night there.
At
I saw,
Houdini?
That's where I met Lord, was at the Houdini
Whoa.
Mansion.
What yeah. was there?
She did a little show
oh, it was, oh,
for like AT&T.
Oh, that's where it was?
Yeah, she like performed out in the backyard.
Ugh, I want to go there so bad. You can rent it on Pure Space.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Really?
Is it expensive?
Unsure, but
I don't know if it's like super like.
Did he live there?
I have no
I'm
idea.
Sure
there's a
he
statue
did.
Of him that's always out
yeah.
there on the little
yeah.
canyon you go by.
Yeah,
I want to go to the Hemingway house because all the cats. It's like a museum of cats.
Are they alive?
Yeah, they have people tend to them. Like, people take care of them, but, like, you can go on a tour of the house, and they're just laying in bed.
And people say, like, they're descendants of his own cats as well.
Yeah, because I think most of them have the extra thumb or whatever. What's it called? Opposable thumb.
So he's a lot of their cats with opposable thumbs hanging out there?
Yeah. A captain of a ship gifted him a cat with an opposable thumb, and so I guess it just had babies with another cat, and he just kept having cats. And
where is his house?
Florida Keys, I think, or Key West.
Huh.
Yeah.
I have no idea about this. That's crazy. So are the cats able to, like, pick up stuff?
Well, no. It's just like cute because they have
scrolling
a thumb
on cat
like
talk.
But if you go to, like, Hemingway House on, like, Instagram or something, you can see they're just, like, everywhere. It's so cute. Wow.
This is actually really interesting. It says, Houdini Estate in Laurel Canyon is often associated with Harry Houdini. There's no definitive evidence that he actually lived there. Oh. It's more likely that he stayed with Ralph M. Walker, a friend and department store owner, and possibly in Walker's guest house while working on films in Hollywood. The guest house, though not the main mansion, is believed to have been a retreat for Houdini, and he may have practiced his underwater escapes in the estate's pool.
Interesting. Whoa. If that was a fact, I'd be like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, if we go back, look at the pool and be like, whoa, he did that
right there. Anyways,
and you know what we did? That. Thank you guys
so much
for listening.
Matt, you want to wrap it up for us?
Guys, thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode. If you liked it, please like it. Leave a comment. Go leave a review, whether it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, anywhere and everywhere that you enjoyed this pod. And I just want to say thank you. Your support means the world. Big kisses.
The world.
Toodaloo.
Bye, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.